I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag, and we have a great episode in store for you today, folks. Today is what I'm calling our second chance showdown here. We have four contestants who were on Game Corner this season who all lost in one way or another, and they wanted another shot. So what we're doing is we're having two head-to-head matches, no host, just competitor versus competitor. And what will happen here is the winners of these rounds will make it into our Tournament of Champions. You could call these a play-in games for our Tournament of Champions. So, we have two matchups ahead of you, and I'm really excited for you guys to hear how this all shakes out. So, without any further ado, let's get into our first game.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome from that brief break there. As you heard today, we are going to be playing Cliff Hiker in all of our games. And let me go ahead and start by introducing our competitors for this first round of I'm going to call these the play-in matches. Our first round of the play-in matches to the Tournament of Champions. We have, starting out with BodTech. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
How have you been since you've last been on, BodTech?
Good.
Good.
Looking to redeem myself, I guess.
Awesome. That's kind of what today is about. Like I said, we're starting the Tournament of Champions, but we don't have champions yet. So one of the two of you will come out with a victory here, and then we'll be able to advance onto the round of eight. So I'm looking forward to it. His opponent is coming back again. This is all about returning players here. We have Birdkeeper Cobra.
Hello.
How are you, BK Cobra?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. Awesome, gentlemen. Thank you for being on. Very excited to have you on here. Now, you've both just told me that you have been doing some playthroughs here. BodTech, what have you just been finishing up?
Well, I'm about halfway through my first playthrough of Pokemon Black. Looking forward to getting into Black 2 as well.
Okay, awesome. Now, it is known that that is probably my least favorite generation. How are you liking it so far?
I'm really enjoying it. It definitely seems more challenging than other main series games that I played before, so that's really enjoyable.
Awesome, well, that's good. I mean, it's still a Pokemon game, so it's still definitely worth playing and enjoying. I just don't know if I'd ever be able to go back to it. And Birdkeeper Cobra, you said that you are wrapping up your first run of a Hoenn game, is that right?
Well, it's my first completion. This is the first time that I've played through without getting hopelessly lost. I think the last time that I played Emerald, I circled the map about 20 times before I finally gave up.
Oh, man. That's tough. I do know, like, sometimes in that game, someone says, I'm off to this place, and if you miss where they said they're going, or, like, you save immediately after they said that, and then you don't come back for a couple weeks, you have no idea where they went.
Yeah. With Oraz, they just kind of teleport you there, so that
yes,
helps.
That does help. Let me guess, was your starter Torchic?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nice. Torchic is possibly my favorite starter of all time, at least like as far as battling goes, it probably is. I do enjoy me a Bulbasaur as well, though. So, anyway, without any further ado, gentlemen, thank you again for being on here. We are playing Cliff Hiker. And let me give you folks a reminder of the rules here. This is usually done in teams, but this is actually, they're going up head-to-head against each other. And the way that we have this work, let me go through the rules first and I'll tell you the special rules for the Tournament of Champions. So each player will be given a Pokemon and a move or evolution that they need to guess, and they need to guess at what level that happens. Either the move is obtained or at what level the evolution can happen. They'll make a guess. For each number that they are off, their hiker Pokemon will take a step up the mountain. For each step that their Pokemon takes, well, usually we do this in terms of points, but this is just kind of cutthroat. So it's really more like the edge of the mountain moves with you. And so there aren't any points, but it's really, each person will be given a national Pokedex number as well. That's across all of the generations. Now, really, this is just more cutthroat. So instead of, like, taking 50 steps to earn a certain number of points, it's like you're both walking to the edge of the cliff, and one pushes the other one off. So, it's very, very cutthroat in those regards. Now, the way that I set this up is I wanted to give the players a something that they're familiar with, but not just like completely give it to them. So I had them each select a region, and their opponent set the level of difficulty. Their opponent picked the Pokemon and what level it evolves at in that region. The opponent picked the Pokemon and what level it moves, level it learns a move. And then the opponent also picked the national dex number. So really and this is the theme of the Tournament of the Champions, I'm not setting this up, I'm kind of a moderator, but the opponents are setting up the difficulty for it. So do either of you have any questions about how the game is going to run?
No, sir.
Nope.
All right. I'm excited. So let's go ahead and get started with this. We will start out with the evolution question. And now, Bodtech, the region that you picked for this was the Hoenn region, or Gen 3. So, from Gen 3, Bodtech, I would like to know, at what level does Spoink evolve into Grumpig?
Oh, jeez. Let's see. So, I'm gonna guess that it's a little bit of a later evolution. So I'm thinking like 32.
You're thinking 32? All right. Now, Bodtech, would you like to introduce your hiker Pokemon to the crowd?
Yeah, it's clearly the best Pokemon, Azumarill.
Azumarill. I do like me an Azumarill, especially like the shiny. It's a golden shiny. I really like those.
Yeah.
Your Azumarill turns to you and kind of does a little hop and gives you a high five and does not move an inch because it is 32 exactly.
Booyah.
Nicely done. So yeah, you nailed it. Great job. Let's send it over to BK Cobra. Let's see if he can respond. Now, Birdkeeper Cobra, you selected the Kanto region, and I suppose that's also a bit fitting for the Pokemon that you chose as your hiker Pokemon. What hiker Pokemon did you pick?
What's everybody's favorite Kanto Pokemon? Obviously, Zubat.
Obviously, the Zubat. So, with that, Bodtech has responded, and he wants to know, what level does Seal evolve into Dewgong?
Let's see. I did some cramming last night. I'm pretty sure it's 34.
Your Zubat kind of just flutters around your head, doesn't move anywhere down the path. It is 34. You guys are matching each other blow for blow. Nicely done, guys. That's awesome. All right, well, it's going to get a little bit harder now because now we're going to be asking about at what level a Pokemon is going to learn a move. So going back to Bodtech, the Pokemon for you is Armaldo, and the move is Rock Blast. What level does Armaldo learn Rock Blast?
Holy cats. let's see. That's got to be... Let's go with 36.
All right, your Azumarill, after giving you that high five, starts walking down the path, and it gets its hiking boots on. It's going to take a bit of a jaunt here.
Oh, crap.
And it's walking down the path. It's walking, and it, in fact, it uses Aqua Jet a couple times to just get down there a little bit faster. It takes 25 steps.
It's
61, actually. Level 61.
Wow.
All right, but let's see if Bodtech, if you have responded in kind to BK Cobra. Birdkeeper Cobra, the Pokemon for you is Chansey, and the move is Soft Boiled.
Oh, Lord. gosh, this is where I'm gonna be messed up because I don't know like any of the new level up moves. I want to say like 38. That's what I'm leaning towards. I'm gonna think about it for a second.
All right.
I'm just gonna go with it. That's my gut. 38.
All right, 38. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, your Zubat saw that Ozma was like, "Hey, I can catch up to it. I bet." And it starts flapping its little wings awkwardly down the path. It's flapping them, and it's getting down the path. A little bit slow, just because Zubats are kind of awkward in general, but it can't quite, with its little wings, make it quite as far as the Osmeril. It took 22 steps. Bodtack actually went low on you. This one was 16.
Oh, wow.
So, again, you guys, this is a very good matchup, and I knew it would be. You guys are matching each other blow for blow. Only a difference of 3 steps right now, but this is where it really comes to a head. This is going to test how well you know your Pokedex. This is the one audience that is not locked to a region, just because I think that'd be a little too easy, probably. So we'll open it up to the whole entire national Pokedex. Bodtack, the Pokemon that Bird Keeper Cobra selected for you for the national Pokedex is Wailord.
Okay, so let's see. Guessing it's later in the Hoenn Dex. I'm gonna go with 330.
330?
Yeah.
All right, with 330, your Osmeril takes a few steps, not quite as many as before. It doesn't need to break out an Aqua Jet, I don't think. It takes a total of 9 steps, because it's actually at 321, giving it a total of 34 steps. Overall, doing this all on your own, that's pretty impressive. I'd be pretty proud of that score. That's really good. All right, Bird Keeper Cobra. Coming into this last round, you had a 3-point cushion. We'll do the math later. We won't spoil it for folks, but the Pokemon that Bodtack has chosen for you is Joltik. What is the national Pokedex number of Joltik?
Well, say goodbye to that cushion. I'm so bad at national deck. Oh, man. This is so bad because I'm not even sure I'm right about what generation it is.
Oh, that might be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Gen 5, but that doesn't even really help me because I have no idea about the Pokedex numbers after, like, Gen 1. I don't know. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say 501. I have no idea.
All right, 501? All right. Mm-hmm. It is a valiant guess. Your Zubat, I think to make this trip, it has to evolve all the way up to a Crobat to make it happen. It takes a mm-hmm. long, long, long walk. Do you want to know or just want to call it good?
I mean, I'd like to know, I guess, what number it is. It really doesn't matter. I suck at Pokedex numbers.
That's okay. It is, Joltik is actually 595.
Okay.
595, yeah. Yeah, just, and you know, if you're not, don't remember the Pokedex numbers, that's tough. I know, like, just like for me personally, you know, I try to, I have completed a Pokedex in every generation. For me, like 493 is like locked into my head. Like I may be off by like a number two, but like 493, I know that one's Arceus. So 501 is probably like regional bird of Unova. So that's probably like a Tranquil or something, or a Patrat or something like that. Anyway, you got the right generation. You're off by a bit. Say if you would have added a healthy 100 to that, you would have made it. But with that, Bird Keeper Cobra, you unfortunately came up short. Your Zubat got hit by an Aqua Jet from the Osmeril and was not able to continue flying, and so it tumbles down the mountain. With that, though, Bodtack, congratulations. You have earned a spot into the Elite Eight of our Tournament of Champions, and we'll see you on one of the next coming up episodes.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you both very much for joining us, and audience, we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra of Merrill and Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
Hey Pucklonians, thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop! Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians, and we have our last two competitors playing their play-in match to get into the Tournament of Champions. Again, these gentlemen have both lost previously this season, so we need to crown one of them as a champion. First, we have Doc McStuffles. Go ahead and say hi.
There, everyone. Thanks for having me back again, Snag, so shortly. It was just a couple episodes ago that I embarrassed myself here.
Oh, definitely didn't embarrass yourself, but we're definitely glad to have you back, Doc McStuffles. And his opponent, who's been on the show a couple times, very glad to have him back, we have Beaverla.
Trying to go for that elusive first win.
That's right. Yeah, we were just talking about how you've just kind of had a bad of turn luck these last few times. And, you know, I don't mean to pick on Jushiro, but man, it's kind of just an agreement that he just led you down the wrong path that time.
Yeah, I trusted him.
We love you, Jushiro. Maybe Beaverla doesn't, but... All right. Anyway, with that, let's go ahead and get started. We are still playing Cliff Hiker, and let's go ahead and start with Doc McStuffles. Your evolution question. Now, before I get into this again, like the other folks, each person has selected a region to work out of, at least for the level up question and the move level question. And so Doc McStuffles has chosen the Johto region, and Beaverla picked the Kanto region. So, Doc McStuffles, Beaverla wants to know, at what level does Smoochum evolve into Jinx?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go, I feel like everything in this evolves around 30, so I'm going to go 30.
And whatever. Whatever.
And with that, you are the third person on this episode to hit the evolution question on the nose. Nicely done.
Whatever. I thought for sure that would be a throw off one.
I mean, I'll admit, like, it gave me pause as well, but I was thinking, well, I know Elekid and Magby evolve at 30, but they have to have the special items, so I wasn't sure if Jinx had the so. But anyways, Beaverla, it is your turn to respond. I would love to see.
And you said everybody else has got it right.
I have so said it, yes.
That's lovely.
All right, so Doc McStuffles is wondering for you, though, Ponyta, at what level does Ponyta evolve into Rapidash?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So it's Gen 1, so it's going to be mean. You had to grind a little bit, but I don't think it's as bad as some of the other ones. I know you can catch them in the wild in their 30s.
39. And, you know, I forgot this, folks. Traditionally, we do assign a hiker Pokemon for each of you to use. Beaverlore.
Oh, that's fun. Yes, for the first one who got it wrong, I get to pick one, huh? That's fun. That's cool.
I want
Trubbish. I want Trubbish.
Trubbish? Okay. Beaverla, your Trubbish takes just one step down the path. You did break the streak.
Oh, no. 38?
40. It's at 40.
Oh.
takes one step down the path, does break the streak, but I would count that matching Doc McStuffles blow for blow. Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right. So, and Doc McStuffles, what is your hiker Pokemon going to be?
I'll go with the reason, I guess, 30 from last episode's the most adorable Teddy Ursa.
Teddy Ursa. Nice. Alrighty, so moving on to the move question, we're asking a move of a Pokemon. Now, one of the most versatile Pokemon out there is Smeargle, and Smeargle really only learns one move. It's Sketch, at least by level up, I should say. Doc McStuffles, Beavler wants to know, what is the last level Smeargle learns? The last time it learned Sketch, what level is that?
That's so mean in a tricky way. My last playthrough of Gold on the virtual console, I really wanted to play with him as well. Then I realized how hard that was to do. And I know I looked it up at one point. Gosh. 100 off or right on. Screw it. I'm going to go level 100.
Level 100. Okay, so your Teddy Ursa starts toddling down the path, taking a few steps here and there, passes the Trubbish, and goes another 8 steps after that. It actually takes it at level 91.
That was a good guess. That was a real good guess.
Yeah, it was.
That was.
It learns it at 1, and then it's every 10 after.
Yep. Beavola, back to you. Let's see. I think this task is going to be a little bit harder for you, though. Doc McStuffles won the Farfetch in Pokemon Go. He is the regional Pokemon to the Asia area. And it learns a very helpful move, especially if you're trying to catch some Pokemon. It learns False Swipe. At what level does Farfetch learn False Swipe?
Well, I want to say that it doesn't learn that in Gen 1.
You're probably correct. But we are going off of the Gen 7 movesets, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. All right. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know, like, where to begin.
Now I feel bad. You went fun, tricky. I went tricky.
Well, we said we were being nice. We said we were being nice.
The last one.
My gosh. I'm really trying. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, what would be a reasonable one? Like, and not be too far off because it's close. But I know I'm going to swing right by this. You know what? I'm going to go 39 again.
39.
Same as Rapidash. We'll see where that puts me.
With that, your Trubbish on its little Trubbishy trash bag legs takes a couple steps down the path, and he sees the Teddy Ursa, but he's like, nah, I don't want to walk that far. Takes another 6 steps because it actually learns at level 45. Nicely done.
I literally just based it on Rapidash. I had no idea. I just decided to stick with that number.
All right. Well, it worked out.
Oh, my gosh.
So with that, going into really the questions that's going to make it or break it, because you guys only have a difference of 2 steps right now.
Oh, man.
So it's going to come down to the National Dex number question. And both of these, I think, are pretty tricky. I personally think there's one that's trickier than the other, but I won't say which right now. Doc McStuffles. Beavola has thrown at you Cryogonal. At what is Cryogonal's national Pokedex number?
Beef, man. I legitimately couldn't even tell you what generation that guy's from. Oh no!
I literally, I was trying to be nice for the other two, but for this one, I wanted to be a little more difficult. So I typed in forgettable Pokemon, and it was on it. Like, oh, I forgot that existed.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Well, I should have told you that I'm saving myself for for the remakes. That being said, it could be from Gen 6, and I could totally be oblivious. be 100 off, plus no matter which way we go. So I'm going to go 558.
558. All right. So your Teddy Ursa is going to take a few steps down the path. He's going to take several steps to let Snag do some math here.
I forget what it is. I don't even remember what his number is.
You just gave him the name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. What have you done to me?
So, you're Teddy Ursa. I mean, he's walking down the path. He's going to start jogging down the path just to make sure he gets it done quickly enough. He gets winded a couple times, takes a couple breathers here. It takes a total of 57 steps down the path. And
what?
Yep, 57.
That's pretty good. I have respect for that.
I'm proud.
Landing at a total of 66 steps so far. If this were a regular game, your Teddy Ursa would be off the mountain, but with this one, it's one of them's getting put right up to the edge of the cliff, and then the other Pokemon's going to push the other one over. So that's how this one works.
Love it.
By the way, it is Gen 6, right? Isn't it, Snag?
It's Gen 5.
Oh, whoop. Whoops.
Yep, Gen 5, which Gen 5 starts roughly around the 500s, because like Arceus is 493, I believe. So, mm-hmm. Anyway,
what was his number?
615. 615. Nice. So, all right, sending it back over to Beaverla. Say Doc McStuffles like gave me a Pokemon originally, and then I was like, well, it was a Kanto Pokemon. I was like, well, you know, you don't have to pick from Kanto. He's like, tell you what, if Beaverla goes out of Gen 2, then go with this one instead. So, the question for you is, what is the national Pokedex number of Licky Licky?
Oh man, well, I'm going to take a guess. I think it evolves. It evolves the same time as like Magmortar and Rhyperior and all that. I know that because it's one of the fat Pokemon. So I know that's probably somewhere in the 400s. Now, where in the 400s is it going to fall? I want to guess later 400s. But not as late as the Legendary... 480.
All right, so at 480, your Trevor starts waddling down the path.
Oh, man.
And
he's going to get pushed off by a cute teddy bear, isn't he?
he's walking, and actually he gets tired pretty quickly there. He only takes an additional 17 steps.
Oh, sorry. Oh, crap.
Sorry, Snag. Dude, I can edit. What Pokemon do you want me to be your bleepy sound?
Oh, a Nidoking for sure.
Nidoking, all right, I can make that happen.
Not a Breloom, you sure?
What's Breloom sound like?
But nicely done. Yeah, that was a great way to sort it out. Yeah, it only took, it's actually at 463, so you overshot it a little bit. But no, your logic was sound, yeah. So leaving you at a total of 24 steps. And once it finishes its step, it runs down to the edge of the cliff and shoves the Teddy Ursa off.
Stop off. He's a stop off, right?
Yeah. So, with that, Beaverla, congratulations. Nicely done. You have earned your spot into the Elite Eight for the Tournament of Champions.
And that's it? We don't get to play more?
That's it.
That was fun.
It's just a short one this time.
Aw. Okay.
So you've been telling me about how you've just been doing the editing for several hours, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I have more energy now. This was fun. I forgot how much fun this one is.
No, I was gonna say I don't want to burn myself out on editing.
Fair enough. So. I already said a bad word. So
no, that's
I've done enough.
Doc McStuffles, nicely done. Thank you for joining us. I do think you put up a very good fight. I think you truly had Beaverla stumped for several times. I think he just barely out edged you despite the score tonight.
I'll never forget that Cryogonal again. B-Dabs, is that who he's replacing? You go represent him well.
D-Babs. D-Babs.
Oh, I'm sorry, D-Babs. Wherever you are, man, come back to us. We miss you.
All right. And with that, folks, I'm going to sign off. Actually, I'll probably cut right here. I know this is missing, but I'll cut here, and you'll hear a better closing later. With that, anyways, gentlemen, thank you both very much, and we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate being on. Good game, Doc Bustuffles.
That was a fun time. Thanks for having me again, Snag. It was good stuff.
Of course. Thank you. And with that, everybody, we close out our play-in matches for the Tournament of Champions, and we have a nice, solid Elite Eight that will be competing in the coming months for the Tournament of Champions. So, of course, we have Bodtak and Bivola, who both won tonight, earning their spots into the Elite Eight. They will be going up against these following competitors in the Tournament of Champions. We have Big B, Claude9, Hens, Ironcaster, Tentleman, and Uncle Oshawa. So tune in the next couple months to see who will be crowned as our second champion of Game Corner. With that, folks, I'll just remind you to check us out in the Discord, check us out on all the social medias, and please make sure you like us and follow us on all the social medias, and please make sure you give both Puckle Plus your iTunes reviews as well as the main show. It helps get the word out, gets lots more people to play with us. And with that, folks, I am going to sign out. I am Professor Snake, and as always, please make sure that you help control the Breeject population, get your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night! Can be the Zubat Master Trainer. The thing that does bug me, though, I think it was Junichi Masuda who was talking about, oh, we don't want our players hatching eggs, because hatching eggs wasn't in the original game. You know what else wasn't in the original game? Dark types, Steel types, Fairy types, Mega Evolution.
Yeah.
Those weren't in the original game either. I would usually have some trivia here for you folks, but, you know, why don't you go ahead and listen back to the previous episodes where these gentlemen were on, and you can hear some fun stuff about them. So, nah, that's lame. I need to come up with something else. Let's say, I don't want to jinx anybody, but this is technically Beaverless' third time on the show. He was part of season one as well. Was it, am I remembering it right? Was it Sigma who let you down that one?
Yep, I like to think I carry my weight, but my teammate always does seem to
fall apart. I expected Sigma to do better than he did in that episode, and then Jushiro just Man, Jashiro.
Yeah, I shouldn't have trusted him. I should have went with my gut.
That was such a hard episode to listen to. That was so good. Dang. Okay. I thought it was every 10, so that's why I went with the 100, though I don't think anyone learns anything at 100, but that was tricky. I like it.
There are some Pokemon that do, off the top of my head, the legendary birds each. Or is that 99? I think the I'm gonna have to look it up here. I want to make sure. I'm pretty sure the legendary birds all learn a move at level 100. If it's not 100, it's 99.
I trust you.
It is 99. Post. Dang.
Oh.
But I'm almost certain there's something that learns something at level 100. Maybe that'll be in the post credits. We'll see. All right.